We're going to move on now to some other stories because detectives investigating the Loyalist murder of a journalist in County Armagh more than two decades ago have made an arrest in England. Martin O'Hagan was working for the Sunday World when he was shot dead by the Loyalist Volunteer Force. That was in September of 2001. We're joined by our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley. Conor, will you bring us back to 2001? What happened?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Well, as you said out there, Martin O'Hagan was shot dead in Lurgan, the town where he lived in County Armagh in September 2001. He worked for the Sunday World. He was a well-known, very well-known reporter, devoted a lot of his time to writing about the activities of a breakaway loyalist faction called the Loyalist Volunteer Force, the LVF. The LVF's stronghold was in Martin O'Hagan's hometown. He'd been threatened before for what he had written. On the night of his murder, he and his wife were coming home from a pub in the town when a car pulled up alongside them and a gunman opened fire. Now, Martin pushed his wife into a hedge to protect her, but he was hit several times and died. And he, in fact, was the only journalist to be murdered in the course of Northern Ireland's troubles, although his one-time boss, Jim Campbell, the Northern editor of the Sunday World, was shot and seriously injured by loyalists in 1984.
And people will remember at that time, Conor, I mean, the LVF was involved in some pretty gruesome crimes. Can you tell us about the police investigation back then?
Well, there was, of course, needless to say, a murder investigation, and it did identify a number of suspects. Now, three of them were charged with murder, including a man called Neil Hyde. In 2011, then, Neil Hyde had his murder charge withdrawn after agreeing to work as what's known by the state as an assisting offender, more commonly known in Northern Ireland here as an informer or a tout. Mr. Hyde agreed to give evidence against the others, and he had his murder charge withdrawn and pleaded guilty to a series of lesser offences and was later charged for 3 years on those offences. But in 2013, with the trial of the chief suspects about to get underway, the Director of Public Prosecutions here in Northern Ireland announced that without other evidence to corroborate Neil Hyde's testimony, they couldn't proceed and the case collapsed. And that continues a long-standing issue here with the quality, I suppose, of evidence that came from these so-called assisting offenders or informers.
Mm-hmm. Is it known then what's prompted this arrest now?
Well, there is a unit within the PSNI called the Legacy Investigation Branch, which, as the name suggests, looks at older cases. It is almost 25 years since Martin O'Hagan's murder. They obviously feel that there is some new evidential leads that they can follow. Often we find when we get the detail that these are linked to advances in things like DNA science, but we don't actually know what the reason is in this case just yet. Those police officers, with the support of police officers from England, arrested a 42-year-old man in Sheffield yesterday. He's been brought to Belfast for questioning. I mean, the move obviously will be welcomed by Mr. O'Hagan's family and by the National Union of Journalists, who've worked hard to keep this case in the public view and to try and get some justice for a murdered colleague.
Conor, thank you very much. Conor McCauley, our Northern correspondent.